Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing today?
Great, Jess. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm getting better. I think I had a little bit of a cold, but it's going away.
So I know you came back from spring break and I'm home this week and then we're going and I cannot wait. The forecast in Chicago this week has been 30s and 40s. Last week we hit like a 60 degree day. We've had sporadic 60 degree days, even hit 70 here and there. But like the last week and a half, it's been really like, this is in Chicago. When you get to the late March, early April, it is just, come on, people. We are ready for some more sunshine. It's actually not the people. The people are ready. It's Mother Nature who's not.
Mother Nature, so get it together.
I'm so excited to be going somewhere warm and have some sun and some heat because I love sun and heat.
Yes. Yes.
You, on the other hand, may not feel that way.
I think when we've talked about this before, I think you love heat more than me, or more, what's the term? Like, you know, obsessed about it more. It's more exciting for you.
It's important to me, but I've never lived in it. So I remember still to this day, if we come in the dead of summer to Vegas, I don't mind sitting outside until I'm ready to die of heat and then go back inside, where, and all the locals just want to be inside in a dark, cold.
It's the only time, I'm trying to think if it really gets me, we have such amnesia, is really more when I'm outside for softball and baseball.
If you're outside for an extended period of time. See, and I don't have that. I don't have the chance to, like, sure, it gets hot in Chicago, but we know that those days are few and far between. So I'm sure I complain about the heat to some extent, but I also really try to be grateful for it because it does.
Yeah, I love it here. I love being here. I stay here by choice.
You stay there by choice.
And yes, I could leave if I hated it or whatever. I mean, a lot of people live here and hate it, but you can walk I personally think you can walk every morning in Las Vegas. You know what I mean? And even when it's 116, it's very nice in the morning.
Yes.
And we have a pool. And you're right, you can sit outside. It's so funny, right? I know when you guys come, you get out of the pool and our kids are shaking and covered in goosebumps and you're like, it's 105 out. So anyways, I love it. It was really crazy. We went to the Phoenix area. Dominic's Christmas gift was going to Major League Baseball spring training. And I didn't really notice, okay, there's a Cactus League and a Grapefruit League. And the Grapefruit League are the teams that have spring training in Florida.
Okay.
And the Cactus League has spring training in the Phoenix area. And then they actually have their own kind of like stadiums and fields there that they might share. So it's crazy. So these ballparks have one stadium, which is the field is the same size as a major league field, but then the seats and stadium are a little bit smaller. But then they'll have 3 to 4 to 8 fields. So like this one stadium, I believe, is shared by the Royals and the Texans. I'm terrible with teams. Or the Astros.
Those
I don't
are all
know
right.
Anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so they'll have like Royal stuff and then whatever the other team is stuff. And so that team will be out practicing. So it's a lot of area and ground to cover when you're walking, but you can walk for free and park and free and watch all of them practice. And then Dominic got so many signatures and he had so much fun. And then, so that was a lot of fun. And then we went all together at Royals game and then Dominic and Justin caught 3 more games. And then we went shopping, slept in. It was a lot of fun. And Gabby drove all the way back over four hours, which was amazing. So she's a good driver.
So tell me about the vehicle.
Yes, we got Gabby a Kia Sportage, a 2020.
Is that what you were looking
for? Kia Sportage. It's what I wanted, that particular model. Won a whole bunch of awards for safety. It has a lot of safety features. And the specific model that I wanted and the trim that I wanted was there. It actually was like literally the exact same car that we had found in Pennsylvania. But in Pennsylvania, you have to be there to physically sign. They don't do anything virtually and they don't ship your car or do anything helpful in any way. And so it was a great price on this car. And so one day I spent negotiating and it was really fun because to have Gabby and Gio with me and just have Gabby watch me negotiate. And she was like making fun of me, but I knew that it was really cool to have her watch another woman negotiate and talk to all men. And
yeah, that's I hate the car buying experience as a female because
I was drenched in sweat.
It's so misogynistic in its world.
Yeah.
And how did that feel? So for me, it's a little triggering. It makes me angry.
I've done it multiple times and this guy was really cool and I didn't feel
okay
like other situations I've had before. And Justin has, I don't know, I feel really great negotiating. When we bought my minivan, Justin was like, oh my God, we ended up getting 3 years of oil changes and like 10 car washes.
So you've inherited so Olinto Lodabici's
I did, skills. But I didn't want to walk away. And I don't know if I could get a better price, but Justin was like, walk away. And it was the price of the vehicle was amazing, but it was more than Justin wanted to spend. And I was like, trying to get it down. And it was cool for Gabby to watch me say, this is what I want to pay. And then I was joking with Gabby because they leave this whole game.
Yeah.
And I go, Gabby, he's not talking to anybody. I think he's just standing in the hallway and he sets a timer for 5 minutes. And then we had already talked to our credit union. So I had an interest rate that I knew I could get. And they obviously want to do financing there. And so they were trying to give me this crazy high interest rate. And I was like, so he brought it and sat the paper down. And I was like, no. And I slid it back like immediately. And so Gabby kept laughing. She was like, no. And so I was like, they would bring something over and I'd be like, no. And so it was just like, and then he'd leave and then he'd come back with something else. And the whole time I just am sweaty because I hate this BS. I just want to leave.
I don't know why they haven't refined this process. Like everything
leave.
Else in the world has evolved.
Why can't the salesmen all, you know, why can't they all have the ability to make the decision?
It's such crap that like Carvana, you like some of these things you can't, like Carvana's trying to keep that, change the business model for buying a car.
Yeah.
But you were saying how
our credit union will not
finance
online
and so,
auto sales anymore.
Yeah. And you know why? I guarantee you it's because the Car Dealerships Association of America is telling the lenders that should be blocked because they want people to come into a dealership. It's
right.
a grand, everything's a conspiracy. It's about money and power.
And then I knew, I was like, then you get in finance, you're going to get in the finance office and they're going to keep offering you whatever.
And it's going to take
and
you
so,
two more hours.
Goodness, finance was not like that. It was really the best experience I've ever had. And he was really great. And actually, we never bought a Kia before. And I was looking at a Kia too, because Kias are obviously very affordable. And so we could have the features that I wanted for Gabby, but also be affordable. Mm-hmm. I was looking at something lower mile. There was mileage I was looking at. I wanted a hybrid. There were just all these things I wanted. And a lot of hybrids had really high miles on them. So I wasn't going to look at those because this is a car I wanted to have for Dominic. And there was just all these things I wanted it to have. And anyway, Kia, it was a certified. I've never purchased a certified used car before. Have you?
That's almost all we purchase. I shouldn't say all we purchase, but for the most part, that is a majority.
And
of our
so purchase. Because of that, it comes with a warranty, like a bumper to bumper warranty.
It is.
And
it's
all
a great
that stuff,
deal
and
because
really
you're,
nice.
You're not paying for that brand new model year.
Right.
It's almost the best bang for the buck. You can get
and
a low mileage newer car.
Yeah. And here, I don't know if it happens as much in Chicago, but I feel because of the sun or whatever, a lot of cars are like faded. Like a lot of cars that you see, the paint is like faded and peeling off. And I think it's because of the sun. I don't know. Whatever. And so they have this paint warranty. There was just all these that just come with it. Just all of these warranties. But I didn't feel like he was selling me. I remember when I bought my minivan, it was like, you make all the decisions. And I got into finance and they were like, do you want tinted windows? Do you want extra not cracked chip windows? Do you want extra? I just felt like there were all these options. But literally, it was just like we talked about whether I wanted more of a warranty or not, 5 minute talk and then signing paperwork and we are good to go. And I needed Justin to co-sign. Basically, Justin could buy whatever he wants. I cannot. And so I needed his signature. And so they were like, he was just highlighting in blue what Justin needed to sign, set it aside. And they're like, he can come over later and come sign everything and we're good to go. He came in, he signed all the paperwork and we immediately left. Like it wasn't another show.
So, okay.
And the last thing I want to say is they don't give you paperwork anymore. They just gave us a USB fob.
Oh, nice. So, okay, that's cool.
That was all.
From the time you walked in, test drove the vehicle, decided to buy it, bought it, did all that. Like, what was the end-to-end time window for you?
I think 3 hours.
Okay, that's not bad.
I want to say 11:30 to 2:30 or 11:30 to 3.
All right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad. He had the car like set aside in a showroom, all set aside for us, because I had called ahead of time to see if they still had the car. And he let Gabby test drive it. And that was fun. And then they have a gong and they let Gabby hit the gong for the sale.
Right.
And Gio was amazing. He surprised, didn't complain or whine once. And they had like hot cocoa and water and they just kept getting more water. You know how kids are weird. And he just kept getting more water. And I did have snacks in my car. So I went and got the snacks. And they're the ones that told me about the Andretti Racing Center.
Oh.
Like all the guys like wanted to go and they had kids and the finance guy was like, oh,
I need to do it.
Kids. And yeah, it was that was a lot of fun. And so it was annoying and really stressful, but I'm glad we did it. It's really crazy. I've never personally driven a hybrid before. And so every time I drive it, I'm like, is it on? Is it on? Gabby, is it on? She's like, Mom, it's on. And it's just crazy, right? It's just totally silent. And then Dad was like, I would need to take a class to drive a new car. There's just so many. The screen is, her screen is all the way across.
Yeah.
And there's so many buttons and features and all these things. And but safety wise, that car beeps and dings and it is self-driving. And so she actually can push a button and it will drive on the highway for you. It doesn't allow you to get in an accident anymore. Like it will slam on its brakes. Just all of the things. That it's,
all the new 2023 plus models.
Yes,
have.
And that's and it was like I really looked a long time. Like maybe I'm just gonna get her. Just like I was looking before, I found like a Ford, like a 2010 Ford Explorer that had like 25,000 miles on it. And I was like, I'm gonna find something like this, right? Like this car that a grandpa had and never drove. But then I'm like, then I'm not gonna have all those features. And I was just debating, right? And I and now having her drive. I just think that makes me feel so much better. It's not going to let you
plug like Kia Sportage right here. We should get sponsorship for
Kia
Sportage.
Kia is not sponsoring this, but that it will not let you get out of your lane. Just think about little things that maybe if you were a teenager and distracted and dropped your phone, or obviously we don't want her to do those things, but like that it would jerk you back in your lane or dang and all of that kind of stuff. And it's really cool. And it's just a perfect, it's got a huge amount of cargo space. And I had wanted leather interior because she plays softball. And like when she sits in my car and Dom plays baseball,
dust
just
dirt.
Red dirt everywhere. And so it's we've got to have certain things. And so I'm very excited. I had her drive it to Batting last night. And like I said, she drove it all the way home from Phoenix for a little over 4 hours. She did amazing. There's a lot of two-lane roads. So there's like passing lanes.
Oh, that's
great.
So
you get behind trucks and I'm like, you got to gun it, Gabby. And it's get up and go. And so she did a really great job. And she knows, like on my car, how to use Apple CarPlay. And you just have to have your music set up. You have to have the GPS on. Whatever the songs are, you can't be pushing different buttons. And she drove last night to Batting. And I'm already excited. Like the money we're going to save on gas is going to be insane. Because
I love all this. And it makes me think about, I don't know how it is for you driving that car, but we did get a 2023 SUV back in December and you can customize it all. And I just use whatever. I haven't spent a lot of time with it. I just have it set up with my profile. But if you go over the speed limit, it'll be like, and so anytime I'm driving.
Oh, maybe that's why there was a ding at one point. We were like, what is a ding?
There's weird
us?
Dings. It's like it dings if it's under 30 degrees, which you will never get that ding. But it's like a lot of dings happening. Like, what's that? What's that? And one is if you're over the speed limit. And so that happens a fair amount when I'm driving. And so it'll be like, Mom, slow down.
Yeah. I was laughing at Gabby because she loves show tunes. And so we're listening to The Greatest Showman and Mamma Mia on the way back from Phoenix.
Wonka?
Yes. And I want to talk about that too. But we were listening and I noticed that when she like loved the song and it was a fast song, she was like gunning it. And I'm like, Gabby, you're going 99. And then it would be like this really slow song. And I'm like, you're slowing down. And she learned cruise control, but she was like, doesn't want to use it yet. Cause she was like, I want to learn how to control my speed. And so she didn't want to use cruise control. because it does have the adaptive cruise, which I know you love.
I love it.
But she didn't want to use it. And so it was just really funny. I was like, you can't drive based on the beat of the song. Let's get it. So we watched Wonka, which you did not tell us it was a musical.
I didn't want to tell you it was a musical.
Okay. And the reason I found it was musical was because Gabby was like, oh, AJ went to go see it. And he and his friend walked out of the theater as soon as they started doing music.
But AJ needed to give it a chance.
That's what I said. It was great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Again,
I loved it. All of us watched it. And then afterwards, Dominic was like, I didn't think it was that great. And you're like, whatever, Dominic. But we all really enjoyed it. And I thought it was a great fun.
Great songs. Yeah. It reminded me of The Showman at some level, although it's a little more maybe PG versus The Showman. But the storyline was fantastic. It was so creative. A great way to take what is an old classic film and didn't touch like the Johnny Depp situation, like when Johnny Depp's version or the original Gene Wilder version, right? The neat way in which it sits as a prequel.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. A show we started watching over break, which you might enjoy with the boys. It's a series and it's called One Piece. And so One Piece is actually anime series.
Okay.
That's been going on for 20 years.
Okay.
And there is actually, I think, a One Piece game on Roblox.
Okay.
But Justin was like, I want to watch One Piece over break. And it is like a pirate versus the Marines type show. It's quirky because the characters have like funny hair, whatever, because it's cartoony. Uh-huh. And there are 8 episodes. And I guess I did get approved for season 2, but we're watching it with Gio. And it's so good. It's a pirate. Like, I was trying to describe to mom. I know Dad wouldn't like it, but like very quirky. But also because it's anime, it's like the characters are really out there, but it's really, I love the main character. He's this really young guy and he says he's going to be the king of the pirates. And he's this really scrawny guy who's wears a sleeveless shirt and has a straw hat. And he's like really happy and smiley all the time. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to be the king of the pirates. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I just love his spirit. And he's always smiley. And even though people are like, we're challenging you to a duel, he's okay. And it's just really cute and funny. And I think the boys would like it. So
We watched Migration. So we're now figured out after all these years that we let each person pick a movie.
Instead of agreeing.
Consensus doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So it was Beckett's turn and he wanted to watch Migration. So we watched Migration. And I decided now that I need to start helping them develop some sort of being a film critic or having views of things. Like whether it's a movie or a book or anything, like at school, they have to talk about stuff. So we watched Migration and then I was like, okay, what are some themes of this? And I decided that I was going to try. I need to do that more when we watch like a movie just to like debrief on what did you think about that? Or what did you think about this? Or like having some sort of a dialogue around it, because not that I'm a film critic at all, but I do listen to some podcasts on film, being a film critic. And so I appreciate the fact that you can get more out of a film or like it sticks with you more when maybe you have that conversation about.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily even being like a critic, but there is actually a study where they studied couples who had watched movies and then answer these certain questions. And couples who did that had longer lasting, healthy relationships. And there's actually, you can Google it and you can find the list of questions.
Hmm.
And so I don't see how that wouldn't also be beneficial for a family to follow up what you're talking about with a dialogue or how did you feel? Or what character was most like you? Or do you think that was like our family or whatever? Those could be, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Again,
journey of self-discovery, trying to live our best life and help our kids be the best humans they can be.
Yeah.
One movie at a time.
That's right. Sponsored by Searchlight. I don't know. I can't think of a movie
production Illumination. <company. laughs>
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.